Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Guatemalan anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo has been voted in as the new president on Sunday. Preliminary results showing a victory that many voters hope will reverse widespread allegations of graft and authoritarianism of the previous administrations. Arevalo, a 64-year-old ex-diplomat and son of a former president, had built an unassailable advantage after 94% of the votes had been counted, getting about 59% to 36% over former First Lady Sandra Torres. In Ecuador's presidential election Sunday, leftist lawyer Luisa Gonzalez was leading in the first round, but looks like she is headed for a runoff after grabbing only 33% of the votes. In an unexpected performance, the right-wing candidate Daniel Noboa was coming in second with 24%. It's about 74% of the vote counted there. In Southern California, you can hear the wind as Tropical Storm Hillary drenched the region with heavy wind and rain. While that was happening, a magnitude 5.1 earthquake, followed by a series of aftershocks, also shook Southern California Sunday afternoon as well. The quake struck mid-afternoon. A tropical storm warning has been issued for the southern coast of Hispaniola as Tropical Storm Franklin strengthens further. According to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, said in its latest advisory on Sunday, the storm is located about 435 kilometers south-southwest of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. This is VOA News. Cambodia's new parliament convened on Monday, setting the stage for longtime ruler Hun Sen to officially hand over power to his eldest son after last month's election. Hun Sen's Cambodian People Party won all but five of 125 seats in the lower house in July. That was widely decried as a sham after the main opposition party was barred from running. Days after the landslide victory, Hun Sen, one of the world's longest-serving leaders, announced he was stepping down and handing power to his eldest son, Hun Manit, after nearly 40 years of iron-fisted rule.
Seguo con preocupazione quanto sta accadendo in Niger.
Pope Francis on Sunday urged a diplomatic solution to the political crisis in Niger, sparked by a coup that threatens stability in the region. In Niger's capital, several thousand people demonstrated on Sunday in support of last month's military coup, whose leader has warned against outside intervention while proposing a three-year transition of power. An oil tanker, long suspected of carrying sanctioned Iranian crude oil, has begun offloading its cargo near the U.S. state of Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports some members of the U.S. Congress are calling for the money from the oil cargo to be used here in the United States.
According to ship tracking data analyzed by the Associated Press, the Suez Rajan was undergoing a ship-to-ship transfer of its oil to another tanker near Galveston, Texas. The cargo aboard the Suez Rajan is wrapped up in tensions between the U.S. and Iran, which has been trying to evade sanctions and continue selling its oil abroad. For months, the ship just sat off the coast of Singapore before suddenly sailing to the Gulf of Mexico. Members of Congress are calling on the White House to update the situation. Some say the estimated $56 million cargo should go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Canary Islands regional president says police have confirmed that a wildfire on the tourist island of Tenerife was started deliberately. He said police had opened three lines of inquiry but has not said if there have been any arrests. Improved weather conditions helped firefighters make advances toward getting the fire under control. More than 12,000 people have been evacuated from their homes since the fire started. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walter.